Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Amar Aleph of Maseches Moed Katan. Daf Yud Amar Aleph, we're at the top of the page. HaHedyot Tofer Kedarko. So the Mishnah had said that a regular person who's not a professional tailor is allowed to sew the way he normally would on Chol HaMoed, because he doesn't do it that well anyway. Hechidami Hedyot. What is an example of a Hedyot? Meaning, how do you know if you're called a professional? Let's say by profession you're a doctor or a lawyer, but you happen to be an excellent sewer. You happen to sew at a professional level. So then obviously you're not called a Hedyot. You're called someone who's very capable. So how do you know if you're a hedyot or if you're at a professional level? Amri dvei Rabbi Yanai, kol she'ein yachol lahotzi melo machat bevas achas. Anyone who can't do multiple stitches with one pull of the needle is a hedyot. Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina amar, kol she'ein yachol lechavi ne'imra b'cheifas chaluko. Anyone who can't keep the stitching straight on the edge of the garment, that's called a hedyot. So main point number one, a hedyot is either someone who can't do multiple stitches at once, or can't sew straight edges. Ha'uman machlif, but if it's a professional tailor, then he has to do an unusual kind of stitching. My machlif, what does machlif mean? What kind of unusual stitching? Rav Yochanan Rav Sia, Rav Yochanan says you should do wide stitches far apart from each other. Rabbi Rav Shmuel Amar Shine Kalbisa. It should be stitching that's jagged edged. It's not straight. So like the teeth of a dog are jagged. So main point number two, an uman has to either use wider stitching or jagged edged stitching. The Mishnah had said, Misargina Samitos, that we're allowed to be Misarig the beds on Chol HaMoed, but Rabbi Yossi said you're allowed to be Mimatech the beds. What does that mean? My Misargin Umay Mimatchin. What do these terms mean? Kiyasar Avdimi. Amar Pligiba Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Rabbi Asi. Rav Dimi reported that this was a machlokas between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Asi. V'travaya mishmei d'chizki of Rabbi Yochanan. And both of them said their opinions in how to explain Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, how Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan explain the Mishnah. Chad Amar Misargin. One of them said Misargin, that the Tanakama allows you to do, that's to weave the straps on the beds, shesi ve'erev, in a crisscross fashion. Shesi ve'erev is another word that we use to describe a cross, because shesi ve'erev means that you have them crossing each other at perpendicularly, that it makes a crisscross fashion. Umimatchin and mimatchin, which Rabbi Yossi allows doing, that's shesi below erev. That's if you put the straps all in one direction, just a bunch of parallel lines instead of crisscrossing each other. That's how one opinion says that. Misargin means crisscross, mimatchin means just criss without the cross, or whatever. V'chadamr, the other one says, Misargin means shesi below erev, just straight lines, like what we first thought mimatchin meant. Umimatchin, shem hayo Mimatchin just means to tighten what's already there. So the Gemara is going to ask questions on this second opinion. The second opinion that says Misargin means just straight straps without any crisscross, and Mimatchin means to tighten straps that are already on the bed. The way that we need to put straps on the bed frame in order to be able to put like a mattress or hay or whatever on top of it, so it could then sleep on that. So if says Gemara, Eini, is this really so that Misargin means one direction straps and mimatchin means tightening? But didn't Rav Tachliv Bar Shaul teach us in a brisa v'shavin that the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi both agree shein mafshilin chaval milchadchila, that you're not allowed to take brand new strings to make straps on the bed for preparing the bed? Bishlam lemandi amar misargin shasi ve'erev. I understand very well if you assume that misargin means crisscross straps and mimatchin shasi below erev, and matchin means straps going in one direction. Hainu diktani. Now I understand why Rav Tachliv Bar Shaul taught v'shavin that both the Tanakama and Rav Yossi agree she'in mafshilin chavalim lechadchila, that you're not allowed to make new straps, because he's teaching us that even though the Tanakama allows you to put straps lechadchila in a crisscross fashion, and Rav Yossi allows you to put straps in one directional fashion, nevertheless they both agree that they don't let you use new straps, only old straps that you've already been using for the bed. So that would make sense. Elamandi amar misargin shesi below erev. But if misargin means one direction, mimatchin shemayu rafoya mimatchin. Mimatchin just means to tighten the existing straps. So wouldn't it then be obvious that you're not allowed to use brand new straps? Hashas shesi ve'erev amritlo. If you're not even allowed to use crisscross old straps, chavalim l'chadchilim yibayi, you need to tell me that why would you need to tell me that you're not allowed to do something that's clearly that's clearly much stronger, of that's a much bigger tircha of using new, brand new straps. The Tana should have said that everyone agrees that you're not orig shasi ve'erev, and then obviously I would know you're not allowed to use brand new straps. So kasha. So that's in fact a difficulty. Does anyone really hold that mesargin means one directional straps? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah, a Meir Omer, Hamita Misha Yisrogba Shlo Shabbatim, that a bed is considered a kli that could be mekabel tuma. It's considered a complete bed once you've strapped onto it Shlo Shabbatim, three crisscross stitches. It makes three boxes with your crisscross stitching. But don't you see the word misarig means crisscross stitching? So no one holds misarig means just one directional stitching or one directional strapping. Elik Yasa Ravin Amar. So he says, we have this wrong. Misargin, there's no argument what misargin means. Dishasi ve'erev. Misargin means crisscross. El kipligi, what do they argue? Be'mematchin. They argue what mematchin means. Marsavar mematchin shsi below erev. One opinion says mematchin means one directional straps, and the other one says mematchin means to tighten existing straps. Meisve asked the Gemara, on the opinion that Rabbi Yossi only allows me to ach, that he only allows tightening the straps. Misargin amita vein tzarich lomer shem mematchin divrei Meir. Rameir says that you're allowed to be misari gebed, for sure you're allowed to be mematich gebed. Rabbi Yossi omer mematchin avalo misargin, that you're allowed to be mematich but not misari. V'yesh omerim ein mematchin kol ikar. And some say you're not even allowed to be mematich gebed. So Bishlam Lamandi Amar, I understand very well, according to the opinion, that mematchin shsi below eriv, that mematchin means one directional straps. Haynu dasu yesham leflugei. So then the yesham were coming to argue and say that no, you're not allowed to be mematech. Even one directional straps are usher. That Rabbi Yossi said is mutter, the Yeshom are saying is aser, and the Yeshom would only allow tightening existing straps. But if you say that mematchin means to just tighten existing straps, and that's what Rabbi Yossi is allowing, the Yeshom is going to come and say you're not even allowed to do that? Even straps that are already strapped onto the bed, you're not allowed to tighten? Says Mara in. Since you could fill in the holes with other kalim to make it strong, yeah, he would say that you're not allowed to tighten up those straps. That's how strict this Yesh Omrim is. So I guess the main point over here would be three opinions as to the difference between misargin and mematchin on a bed. Three opinions, misargin and mematchin. A, misargin means crisscross straps, and mematchin means one direction. B, misargin means one direction, and mematchin means tightening existing straps. And C, misargin means crisscross straps, and mematchin is a machlokas, what it means. The machlokas is what mematchin means. Everyone agrees misargin means crisscross straps. Okay, new Mishnah. Ma'amidin tanav rikirayim v'rechayim b'moed. We're allowed to set up an oven and a stove and a mill on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Marein Mechapshin Esrechayim B'tchila. Rabbi Yehuda says that you shouldn't set up a mill when it's brand new, but you shouldn't be mechabish a mill when it's brand new. We'll see what that means. But an old mill is okay. So it says, okay, my mechabshin, I give up. What does mechabshin mean that Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama are arguing about? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Menake Rechayim. It means to when the millstone becomes very smooth because it's been used so much and it's therefore not able to grind the wheat really well because the stone has become too smoothed out, so you'll have to take a hammer and bang on it to make it a little more jagged edged so that it will be able to really grind up the flour much better, grind up the grain much better. That's what it means, mechabshin. Rabbi Chiya lamar bas eina. Rabbi Chiya says it means making a hole in the middle of the mill where you could pour the grain into it, and even though that's a maisa uman, that's a professional, takes a professional to fix a mill this way, Tanakama allows this both on old and new mills, and certainly to make the edge of the mill a little rougher, he would certainly allow that. So Gemara asks on this explanation. Meisei, the Bnei Yeshiva asked on Rabbi Chiel's opinion that you're allowed to even make the hole in the mill to pour the grain in. It says you're allowed to set up an oven on Chol HaMoed as long as you don't finish the malacha. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. The Chum omrim af yigmar. The Chum say you could even finish the job. Rabbi Yehuda omr mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says in Rabbi Elazar's name, mamidin sachadashi. You could set up a brand new mill. Umechabshin asay yishana. But you could be mechabesh an old mill. The Yeshom Rim Mechabshin Kalikar and Yeshom Rim, others say you're not even allowed to be Mechabish anything, even an old mill. So now what's the problem with this Brisa? So it says in this Brisa that the heter to be Mechabshin is only with an old mill. Bishlam Lamadir Mechabshin Minnake Rechaya Hainan Mishkach Salbi Yeshana. If Mechabshin means when the old millstone has gotten too smooth, that you're allowed to roughen it up a little bit. So I understand. That's why it applies by an old mill. But if you hold that mechabshin means that you're allowed to make a hole to pour in the grain, an old mill needs a hole to pour in the grain. How did it ever become an old mill? It had to have a hole to begin with in order to ever be able to use it. Now, it doesn't mean that you're making a brand new hole. It means that you're expanding the existing hole. The old mill has a hole that you could barely use, and now it was usable, but it was very small, and now you're expanding that existing hole. Rav Huna Shamei Lehu Gavra Dekamenake Rechaya B'chol Demoada Va'amar Man Hai Atzchul Gufei Dekamechol Chol Demoada. He heard of someone who was making it rougher, unsmoothening the old millstone, and he said this guy is being mechal chol amoid. Savor lo ki yeshom, because he holds like the yeshom in the brisa that holds in mechabshin klal, that you're not allowed to be mechabish at all on chol amoid, even not with an old mill. So the main point over here, machlokes, what the word mechabshin means. Machlokas, what the mechabshin that they argue about in our Mishnah means on a mill. Either making it rough, unsmoothening it, I don't know what the word is, making it less smooth, or creating or expanding the hole where you pour the grain. So either making it less smooth once it's become smoothed out, or creating or expanding the hole where you had poured where you're supposed to pour the grain. Okay, we'll pick up next time Baz Hashem with Darash Rav Chama toward the bottom of the page.